FAQs, Future Alien Questions.
Was it better to be a man or a woman?
A man.
Is it fair to say the brain was the most important organ?
In matters of intellect, motor control, sensory perception, and the formation of personality, yes. But when it came to the truly important things, the heart held sway.
But didn't the brain also control the heart?
Yes, it technically, that, fine. It, God, whatever happened to romance?
What percentage of you was water?
I'd say about 2/3. That's why when you shook us really fast, we made kind of a swishy sound. But the water was evenly distributed throughout our bodies. When, like, everything below our rib cage was liquid or anything, that'd be stupid.
Why was the right side of your body more coordinated than the left side?
That's how God made us. Unfortunately, about 10% of us chose an alternate lifestyle. Many of them excelled in the arts, but that doesn't make it right.
What was the tallest a person could grow?
Robert Wadlow reached a record height of 2.72 meters, or 8 foot 11 inches tall. He wore size 37 shoes and consumed 8,000 calories a day. It took 500 people 7 weeks to make him a pair of pants. He had a pet rhinoceros that he kept in his pocket. When he died, the earth dug up for his grave became Mount Whitney.
How did you know whether you were asleep or simply unconscious?
It really depended on whether the objects that were circling your head were birds or letter Zs.
Were you allowed to walk around without clothes on?
Only at nudist colonies, which were special penal facilities designed to punish out-of-shape nonconformists by making them look at each other naked all the time.
What was the evolutionary reason for pubic hair?
Well, millions of years ago, when man began losing his fur, the genitals decided they wanted to be the new kings of the body. So they kept their hirsute covering, believing the head's rich mane of hair was the reason the body took its orders. Unfortunately, the genitals, as they so often are, were wrong. And so we were left with nettled thatches of coily tresses that served little function, except minimal insulation and the ability to be shaved into a lightning bolt pattern.
How did you know when you'd had enough food?
That's a difficult question. The answers ranged from if you didn't drop dead to when you'd won a free t-shirt.
Why were men unable to give birth?
Their butt vaginas were infertile.